Hi, everybody. It's Mike and Kim Burge, and it's time now for a little bit of the good stuff. Are we ready, Mike?
I do have something today for the good stuff. Yes, I've got a little poem here written by D.W. Grothy out of Wyoming.
Well,
Eastern Montana, actually.
Oh, well, technically, let's be accurate.
Yes.
Okay, well, let's do that in just a minute. Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for ag news. They have market results. They have rodeo standings as well as cattle health, ag politics, and a lot more. They cover area, region, and nationwide, actually. If you want to keep up with the information, go to Tri-State Livestock News for Cattleman's Publication.
All right, D.W. Grothy out of Eastern Montana. He's a ranch hand, a poet, and a little bit of a picker as well.
Oh, so, well, there you go, multi-talented.
He wrote this one called My Father's Horses, which I ran across, and I thought it was kind of a cool thing to do this
one. Well, it sounds good already.
So thanks, D.W., and here we go. It must have been a day for peace and reverie when my father took a pencil in his hand and scribed upon his notebook all the horses that he'd had when growing up in West Dakota land. I can see him sitting, thoughtful, soft smile in his eyes, as the ponies pranced before him once again. Then he jotted each one down with a slow and careful hand. Sometimes horses can count right up with Ken. Toby, Frank, and Muggins, Daisy 1 and Daisy 2. His memory felt a breeze that stirred their manes. Charlie, Chubb, and Pearl found their way up to the front and back once more upon the dusty plains. Prince 1 and 2 and Mike come loping lightly into view. He pinned their memories gentle on the page, a waitin' and a thinkin'. He was missing just a few. When Queen and May neared, nickering through the sage. And finally, down the draw came Thunder, Buck, and Bill, a flying like the wind, and they was one. Then he eased back in his chair, contemplating all that's there. His gathering of the old bunch was all done. Yeah, it must have been a day of peace and reverie in his office at a desk of metal gray, when the old man made a tally, a gathering up his cavy. One last time afore they slipped away. D.W. Grothy wrote that one. My Father's Horses is what it's called. So thanks for sharing that.
We'd like to put that out today in memory of Sonny, a horse that has served for many, many years in a loving way. And I think that's quite fitting.
There you go.
Good horse remembered.
How many people have a list of their horses? Maybe in their mind. They might not have them written down somewhere, but you have several favorite horses that you were growing up.
Absolutely.
I have a few that I remember in my time of riding and stuff. So anyway, okay, what do you got to share today?
Okay, so I am going to go back to, I love these. Thank goodness for the church ladies that put the bulletins together. I used to do that. I've done that over the years in my different variety of roles in life. I love these, and I think they're humorous. Please place your donation in the envelope along with the deceased person you want remembered.
Ooh, that would better be cremated.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, these are how they actually appear in the church bulletin or they were announced at the services. The church will host an evening of fine dining, super entertainment, and gracious hostility.
Hostility, okay.
Potluck supper Sunday at 5 o'clock, prayer and medication to follow.
What kind of medication is that?
Yeah, it kind of makes you wonder if that was spell check. The ladies of the church have cast off clothing of every kind. They may be seen in the basement on Friday afternoon.
Uh-oh.
And this one, this evening at 7 p.m., there will be a hymn singing in the park across from the church. Bring a blanket and come prepared to sin.
To sin? No, not right.
Not right. The pastor would appreciate it if the ladies of the congregation would lend him their electric girdles for the pancake breakfast next Sunday.
Is that an electric heated girdle? Or?
Yeah, I don't know. I think so. Low self-esteem support group will meet Thursday at 7 p.m. Please use the back door.
Yes, you got to come in the back door.
Okay, and just a couple left. The eighth graders will be presenting Shakespeare's Hamlet in the church basement Friday at 7 p.m. The congregation is invited to attend this tragedy.
Well, that kind of fits, actually.
Yeah. Well, and let's wrap it up here for the church bulletin. Weight Watchers will meet at 7 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church. Please use large double doors.
Ooh, that's kind of like coming in the back door, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Thanks for sharing those with us, Kim. And if you have items to share, all you have to do is send them to kimhburge@gmail.com. And one day you might hear those right here on another edition of The Good Stuff.